Scholar, leftist historian Howard Zinn lied about Christopher Columbus. By Tom Sikata on October 14, 2019. Mary Gerbar, a scholar at the Alexander Hamilton Institute in Clinton, New York, recently published a book that aims to debunk the revisionary scholarship of leftist historian Howard Zinn. In her book, Gerbar takes aim at what she calls Zinn's lies about Christopher Columbus, which have in part fueled the outrage on campus against the Columbus Day holiday. Leftist historian Howard Zinn's book, A People's History of the United States, is frequently assigned by college history professors. Zinn's book has sold 2 million copies since its initial publication in 1980. The book has been hailed by progressives as a needed correction to an uncritically pro-American narrative in other history textbooks. Conservatives have accused Zinn, and the book, of having an irrational zeal for lifting America's sins over its triumphs. This week, the College Fix published an excerpt from Mary Gerbar's book debunking Howard Zinn. Gerbar makes the case that Zinn intentionally misleads his readers on the topic of Christopher Columbus by omitting relevant portions of Columbus' writing. Zinn's misleading writing combined with the book's popularity on campus has resulted in attacks on Columbus Day and calls to replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day. Take, for example, the following paragraph from Zinn's bestseller. Arawak men and women, naked, tawny, and full of wonder, emerged from their villages onto the island's beaches and swam out to get a closer look at the strange big boat. When Columbus and his sailors came ashore, carrying swords, speaking oddly, the Arawaks ran to greet them, brought them food, water, gifts. He later wrote of this in his log, "They brought us parrots and balls of cotton, and spears and many other things, which they exchanged for the glass beads and hawk spells. They willingly traded everything they owned." Gerbar claims that Zinn intentionally placed the ellipses to deceive readers. Why? Gerbar claims that Zinn omitted specific text from the Explorer's Journal because that text was not convenient to his narrative. Breitbart News reported last week that 69% of students are in favor of abolishing Columbus Day. Those that were in favor of the Columbus Day ban argue that the tradition of celebrating Christopher Columbus comes with an inherent celebration of genocide, violence, and colonization.